This will be Coach Montgomery after the Memphis game.
Okay, Scotty, let's look forward. I know you guys are hitting the road recruit.
Yeah, we are, but it's kind of hard for me to look forward at all because we play games and we play them to win. And this probably was the best team that we've played until this point. It's going to be an interesting championship game next week. I thought they were playing on all levels. The difference in skill that we saw today from a lot of places, especially at DB, at corner, and then, at receiver, it was they're really, really talented. I thought the quarterback was talented. But we're going to get on the road recruiting, and I can guarantee you the next time we enter a field with this team, we're going to be bigger, we're going to be faster, and we're going to be stronger. We're going to have a lot more playmakers all over the field, and that's what we got to do. We got some. We just got to compliment the guys that we have, and we got to give them a better chance and a better opportunity to come compete against the team that's going to be playing in the championship. That's the championship team we just watched.
So many younger guys that didn't play today, that you maybe saw some good things from.
We saw some good things. Taj is growing, and our young guys are playing a little bit better. We didn't do as well at I would like to see Keyshawn play a little bit better. It's one of the first days, but I wanted to see him in more press. He bailed a little bit on us today in his coverage. He's going to continue to be strong and grow. He's going to be a great young player, but we've got to help him. We got to do a lot of things to get our guys better between now and the next time we enter the field.
Some other changes between year 2 and 3.
We've got to really got to go science over tradition. I've talked about it. Our athletic department has given us the ability to help our kids nutrition-wise. We got to take advantage of all those opportunities, whether it's a training table, whether it's mandatory breakfast, all those things to build programs. This is a program that's up and running, and I thought some of their kids looked great. And we're gonna have to get better in a lot of phases, but it can't just be pointed at the players, the coaches, our nutrition. Everything that we do has got to be every day. We can play against a lot of teams. I think in this league, there's going to be teams with speed, and then there's the rest of the group. I think that we can play with a lot of the teams that are not some of these speed teams or city teams, but they expose you once they get you out in the open field. You can't get them on the ground. Just today was a really, really clear sight of that.
So as you close the year, talking to Pirate fans right now, the message you give them going into next year?
We're going to be better. And I can guarantee that. I haven't given a whole lot of guarantees since I got here, but we'll be a better football team. We're going to go play in the postseason on next year. I'm convicted. I know that our guys will be. But we got to add some pieces to the puzzle. There's no question to it. We got to do some things differently, and I accept that willingly. And that's exactly what we'll do.
Guys, how hard will you evaluate your coaching staff?
We're always under evaluation, game to game, day to day. So we'll do a good job evaluating, and we'll move. If we got to move at all, we'll move quickly.
With the same record, finishing the same record as last year, what do you see as some of the things that jump out to you that are different about this team as compared to when we stood last year in Philadelphia?
The ability to compete in our conference. Had a better ability to compete in our conference. I thought our schedule was a little tougher this year than it was last year. But I think the top teams in our conference, we're looking forward to some of their graduation as well. South Florida, Central Florida, Memphis. We're looking for some of these guys to go ahead and graduate so that we can start to become an older football team. And when we start playing with Keyshawn Kennedy, Gardner Minshew is a senior, some other guys are seniors, we're looking forward to that. So we're looking for some graduation. But this year, the ability to compete in our conference against some teams. Now, I truly believe that if we can improve our overall team speed, we're quickly going to be in the battle with some of these great football teams in our conference that should be ranked in the top 10 and the top 15 in the country. And the moment we can do that, we'll come out of the middle of the pack or the guys that don't run quite as well as some of these teams that we're seeing every week now.
Have you gotten a vote of confidence from Jeff Confort about next year?
We talk every week. We talk about the direction of the program every week. And, I'm very transparent with him. I think that he's very transparent with me and every situation that we have. And we're just moving forward.
Given what y'all had to face coming in, how disappointing is it for them to jump out that quickly on the first play?
You know, it's really, really tough. You know, we're trying to keep three from getting the ball down the field. He's so explosive down the field, so we stacked him. We're actually double teaming him, and we had some people clear to the football. We took some poor angles, and he just ran away from us. Very disappointing.
Do you think speed was the biggest thing? I know you mentioned that in your earlier remarks, but was speed probably the biggest difference out here today?
No, we didn't. You know, offensively, you know, I think, you know, we had a problem in our front of protecting it early, and then we couldn't run the football on. I thought that was not being able to run the football and their speed when they got the ball. I mean, we killed them in time of possession in the first half. And at one point in time, they were averaging about 5 points per minute. Usually to win a football game, all you got to average is 1 point per minute. And they did a really good job of that.
Coach, you passed up an opportunity for a field goal at the end of the game to try to make a play for a first down and a touchdown. And
yeah.
Just share some thoughts there. And obviously, it wasn't about making the score a little more respectable.
Yeah, I really thought that, you know, we were struggling a little bit at holding the ball. And Jake was really struggling mentally with the way that we were holding it there. I didn't want to mess with him anymore, you know, mentally going into the offseason because, you know, we really got hurt by not having our holder out there several times. It looked like Jake was pulling it, but he just didn't, you know, just the whole, the operation, all of it together just wasn't quite right. So I didn't want to put him out there and have the last taste in his mouth being missing a field goal.
The focus obviously turns to recruiting full-time, and talk about that if you will.
You know, it'll be recruiting full-time, but at the same time, I got to do a good job of evaluating everything that we do, and we've definitely got to get better, and we've got to make sure that our off-season program starts Monday, and that's what we've got to look forward to with our players. And we got a great locker room in there right now, a lot of young guys that are now old guys that we know. The majority of the people in the locker room here in about 4 months, 5 months from now will be guys that we either recruited or we knew a lot about in recruiting. So it's time to show and prove.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, Scotty. Appreciate it.